American Catholic cardinals will meet with Pope John Paul II in Rome this week. They'll discuss the ongoing controversy over sexual abuse by priests in the United States. Most of America's 62 million Catholics will probably hear about what happens from secular newspapers, radio, or television. But the Catholic press is also covering the meetings and the controversy that gave rise to them. In its current issue, the independent newspaper The National Catholic Reporter takes the unusual step of asking a cardinal to resign. It says Cardinal Bernard Law of Boston has shown a failure of leadership. The Boston Archdiocese is widely regarded as the epicenter of the sexual abuse controversy, but the coverage the Catholic newspapers give to the scandal depends very much on which Catholic publication you're looking at. As Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports, to understand why this is, you must understand the history of America's Catholic press.
In 1866, America's Catholic bishops discovered the power of the press. At that time, a number of independent Catholic publishers were circulating newspapers all over the country, their main goal to counteract widespread anti-Catholic sentiment. The bishops wanted to get involved, and by the end of the 19th century, the independent papers were mostly gone, replaced by hundreds of local church papers overseen by the bishops. The papers spread Catholic teaching and advertised community events. But 60 years later, parish editor Robert Hoyt in Kansas City, Missouri, was chafing to break away from the bishop's control and create an independent newspaper.
Our slogan was "Published by and for the people," which underlined the idea that a client was the reader, not the institutional church, not the Pope.
That was in 1964, when Pope John XXIII was encouraging lay Catholics around the world to be more involved in the church. Hoyt's paper became the National Catholic Reporter. It investigated the church's stance on contraception and published stories about ordaining women. Editor Bob Hoyt says the paper gained readers but fell out of favor with the local bishop.
He came to bless our offices, and having done so, he whipped out a statement which cautioned us very severely about being too brash. But later, this became more serious, and he denounced the paper as evil and came close to threatening excommunication. He asked, or you could say demanded, that we take the word Catholic out of our title. We said we were Catholic, and we were. I mean, God bless it.
Today, 100,000 people subscribe to the National Catholic Reporter. Still independent, the weekly newspaper doesn't shy away from controversy. In fact, in 1985, it published one of the nation's first stories about a priest accused of pedophilia. Current editor Tom Roberts says the only reason his paper can tackle these issues is because it's not affiliated with the church.
We can be a kind of watchdog on the church, if you will, unfettered by having to account to, let's say, a bishop or a diocesan structure of any sort. When the Pope says, talking about ordaining women or married men is a closed subject, you may no longer talk about that, we certainly will open our pages to that discussion.
That can't always be said of the local parish newspapers.
We are in the production area, and we did the paper on pagination desktop publishing.
The Catholic Northwest Progress is published out of a cubicule in the Seattle Catholic Archdiocese. Editor Stephen Kent proudly points out four full-color front pages, framed and hanging on the wall.
We have four cover every week because, again, that's the, I think, where technology helped us. It used to be pretty well unaffordable.
More than 150 church-affiliated newspapers like the Catholic Northwest Progress are published in dioceses around the U.S. The bishops officially oversee them, but day-to-day operations usually fall to lay people like Stephen Kent. Kent says his newspaper's mission is to reinforce Seattle's Catholic community.
Because, I mean, the church basically is a community as opposed to an organization, a communion of like-minded souls and the like. So our role is communication, helping to bring about this cohesion, this unity. And we do it, I think, by explanation, by some information. I mean, simple information like the so-and-so anniversary mass will be held on Sunday versus the information about, a particular topic.
The Progress didn't ignore the current scandal, but like many of its fellow parish papers, its coverage was primarily the Archbishop's letter to his parishioners. And that's the problem with church papers, according to journalist John McCoy.
I think with Catholic press now, for the most part, is see no evil, hear no evil, tell no evil.
McCoy took a job as associate publisher of the Progress in the late 1980s. He says most parish newspapers basically tell their readers what the bishops want them to see.
We used to joke about it at the Catholic Press Association. We had this facetious award called the Toady Award. And the Toady Award went to the diocesan newspaper that could print the most pictures of the bishop in one issue.
Nevertheless, McCoy says the Catholic press should have an advantage over its secular counterparts when it comes to covering the church.
Often we have people who are writing about religion, especially in regional press and secular press, who really don't know much about it, who don't have a faith themselves and are, I say, looking for scandal.
Church historian and religion professor Patricia Killen of Pacific Lutheran University agrees that the American Catholic press has a critical role to play right now.
In some ways, the current issue, particularly around the pedophilia and the bishops not perhaps acting appropriately as leaders, is another case study in what has been an ongoing issue in Catholic life, one that the larger secular Protestant culture does not understand Catholicism, and secondly, that Rome doesn't understand being Catholic in America.
Killen is optimistic that this current scandal will push America's Catholic press to not only face, but cover these controversial issues. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman.